Blog Talk Radio.
Rich gang, baby.
Got like 4 ounces in the 20, bitch.
Did a lot of shit, just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
Living life like a beginning, this is only beginning. I'm on the top of the mountain, puffing on clouds, and niggas still beginning. Me and 5 on the Vita card. 100 bands, still look like some fucking ties. Niggas serving quite white like I'm feeding shop. I won't do nothing with the bitch, he can't even get me hot. Even though I ain't gon' hit it, I'ma still make sure that she touch it. Cause when she in my ride, they don't get caught up like that, no way. We ain't got time to go see Dollar Jay. Woo. Hey,
morning.
From a bed full of all the bitches yawning.
Why?
Hey, this a show, bitch, I'm performing. I do this shit for my daughters and all my sons, bitch. Woo. I'm running random bands off, take care of they puns, bitch.
Oh, you
I got a mom's bitch.
What?
She got a mom's bitch.
It up.
I got sisters and brothers to feed. Woo. I ain't going out like no idiot. I'm a
just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
Living life like a beginning, this is only beginning. I'm on the top of the mountain, puffing on clouds, and niggas still beginning. Still screaming for the other side.
For the nigga, for the nigga.
I'ma ride for my nigga, hey.
Convoy.
I'ma die for my nigga, hey.
Convoy.
I ain't gonna never listen to my niggas, hey.
No way, no way.
See me if they had a genie.
Woo.
I'm living my life like Beanie. R.I.P. my brother Beanie. I stack no rat to the ceiling. Now these niggas can't beat me.
Rat.
I just might wake up one Chanel and these bitches can't see me.
Woo.
I'm in a whole nother league.
I ain't got A, but I swear to God I'm a bleed.
Still like D.I.E. 28 throws up, I feel like I can F.L.Y.E. Be on top of these B.G. God told me they can never stop me, so they ain't gon' stop me.
I'm in that comment with baby mommy, get stoppy toppy.
I'm bleeding red like a devil. I see these bitches plotty. They wanna know how I got healed and I didn't finish hottie.
Damn.
Just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
Living life like a beginning, this is only beginning. I'm on the top of the mountain, puffing on clouds, and niggas still beginning.
I do it for my mama. Them long nights, I swear to God, I do it for the coma.
Mama.
I'm willing to be beating on my chest in the jungle.
Hey. Hey.
Money, home, money, I got commas and they ain't bad. Shining through Monday, I've been grinding with no shit.
Wow.
I'm talking about taking something from me like no weed.
Nah.
Tuckle, that my brother, brother.
Tuckle.
You don't want no trouble. You can't get these fists, knuckle.
Hey.
Buckle up like a seatbelt or I shoot you. Punching on the gas, too fast, and I lose you. Give me a bed, and I do her.
Hey.
I want a head, Medusa. Ooh. I swear a nigga gone, cause it's strong, I'm blowing super. Grinding for a new day. I'm skating like that nigga Lupe. Hey, I'm on the top, feel like Lupe. Wait, I'm in her mouth, feel like Lupe.
Get a lot of shit, just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
I'm so swagged out.
Living like a beginning, this is only beginning. I'm on the top of the mountain, puffing on clouds, and niggas still beginning.
In the middle of this ocean, Pacific that is,
Pacific,
nigga.
That is.
You understand me? Bunch of bad bitches.
Yeah.
Popping that GTV.
Yeah.
Living that lifestyle. Yeah, I do this for Miss Gladys, boy. 100.
What up, world? It's your boy Bone, Billy Boston Jr., coming at you live on this rainy day in Robonia. What's up? It's Monday. As usual, hey, if your day has ended, I hope it wasn't that bad. And if your work day is still in motion, good luck with that. Hopefully it'll be over soon. What is it? Monday, the September 22nd, 2014. This year is flying by, or is it just me? Seems like it was just January, hell, not that long ago. The year is flying by. It seems to be going by very fast for me. I needed to slow down. Well, to be honest with you, I don't have a whole lot for you today. I'm not going to keep you long. Just a couple of things I came across that I wanted to talk about. As I do right here on 941 Style, I start the show off with the Face the Tweet portion. Again, if you're unfamiliar, Face the Tweet portion of the 941 Style is simply me speaking on things that I've come across while surfing the net, as they used to say, but, you know, messing around on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, and all the other social networking sites. I see things, and I want to speak on them. Who am I? I'm nobody. Let me get this straight. I am nobody. I am simply a person that is inquisitive about certain things, and I'm interested in knowing how other people feel about them. So with that, let me throw out the guest number for you to call in. It's 718-664-9983. Again, that call-in number is 718-664-9983. And please call in. Let me know how you feel, if you agree, if you disagree, if, you know, check me if I'm wrong on my information. I've said it before that I don't necessarily research and get all of my detail. I don't care. I just want to talk about it. I see it. I gather from it what I have there, and I want to talk about it. If you want me to be more informed, then that's your job. You call me and you tell me to be more informed. That, hey, you don't know what you're talking about. This is the real deal. So that's on you. Other than that, just let me be me. Word up. So anyway, place the tweet. I want to start out with a video that I've seen. Actually, I think I saw it a while ago, but I came across it again this morning, and it just really saddened me, to be completely honest. I was saddened by this video. Video is of a young man. The caption says he's 9 years old, and he encountered his mother in the streets high off heroin. Heroin, to call it, not knowing nothing about it. And this young man, you know, in his attempt to get his mother to respond to his cries, he's calling out to her, and she's just in this daze staring at him. He slaps the shit out of him, like, 3 times. Like, the first time was like a double, like, pow, pow. And then the last time is like he put that, I don't know what to call it, that George Jefferson step, you know what I'm saying, that stutter step back, pow, you know, with his full force behind it, slapped him. And what the sad part is, you know, I laugh at that, but it's not funny. No, the sad part is that, you know, she was still unresponsive. She was still unresponsive. After he slapped the heck out of her, she didn't respond to him. She didn't respond to his cries, to his screams for her to at least look at him. It was sad. It really was sad. And I felt for the young man to even be in that situation. Do you know how many of our young youth experience that every day? It's sad to even think about it, but, I mean, it's reality. It's reality. That is abuse to me, or if no other thing, is neglect. Because that saddens me, and I don't really want to stick to that. What I want to go to next is just as sad, but a little more disgusting. And I couldn't even finish watching the video. I was so disgusted by it. Came across this video of what looked to be an underage striptease. I don't know how else to describe it. I mean, instantly, if you don't, if you haven't seen the video, you're probably thinking that the underage party was the one doing the dancing, but no, it was the other way around. It was these grown ass women stripping for these young elementary school age kids. It's disgusting. I mean, literally popping and dropping on these young men while they obviously are uncomfortable, don't know what the hell they're doing, money stuffed in their G-strings, and they just being cheered on by grown-ass men. I was bothered by that. I was bothered by that. And instantly, I called it child abuse. Instantly. Just looking at it, it looked like child abuse to me. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I'm still kind of in shock by it. And then these geniuses had the bright idea to record it. So now to me now, and again, I am nobody. I don't know the full extent of the law or anything like that, or technical definitions of any kind of phrase I might throw out at you. But not only was it child abuse, or if nothing, or at the least child neglect, when they decided to record it and post it on Facebook, I mean, is this not now child pornography? I mean, to say that lap dance is not a sexual act, I think would be a little naive. To me, a lap dance is a sexual act. While there's not a whole lot of X-rated, I will say, touching, ain't nobody naked, but, you know, you grinding and gyrating and popping on your private parts, basically. And that's a sexual act to me. So for that to be done to two young men that were obviously underage, I easily say 10 or 11. I'm going to give them 11. 10 or 11. Either way, they were elementary age kids. For an adult to make the decision to give them, whether it was his sons or whatever, to get grown women to grind on them and stuff money in their G-strings, I mean, you are setting these children up to be womanizers off day one, even if they weren't meant to be before. So I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, you know, me being me, I say I don't research, but that one right there sparked something, man. I wanted to know. So I went and I looked up, you know, child abuse or, you know, child neglect is what I ended up reading up on. And it more so fell under the category of emotional neglect. These adults neglected to give these underage kids the right emotional support. They put them in a stressful situation, cheered them on to make them think that this was necessarily a good thing. Okay, let me put this out there first. And my wife is listening, so understand where I'm coming from. All right. Yes, I have been in a strip club before. I have spent a lot of time in strip clubs. But I was of age, okay? And even for me, sometimes being in a strip club is the most uneasy feeling there is. You know what I mean? I don't know why, but it is. Sometimes it can be an uneasy feeling, whether it's the environment or the caliber of woman that is in that environment, or the, you know, the patrons even. Whatever. It can be a stressful situation on a grown man. So I can only imagine how these young kids felt being put in that situation, even if they thought it was cool. Either you mess them up for life, and in the sense that they are traumatized now, and the only way they even look at a woman is by thinking that I can pay for that, that's setting them up for failure. That's setting them up for a lifetime of pain and loneliness, to be honest with you. That's how I feel like it's child neglect. that's how I feel like these people, if they're not already locked up, somebody's going to be looking for them. And the geniuses want to put it on Facebook. Huh. It's crazy. Well, that's all I got for you today for the face to tweet. You know, I kind of kept it simple because I want to go into these other two topics that I have, these other two or three. It's one of them. It's kind of touchy. I might go into it. I might not. Let's see. First one I want to talk about today is why do the Bucks suck? Why do the Buccaneers suck? Why? That's a question I have for myself. You know, or anybody that might be listening out there that can answer this question for me. Why do the Bucks suck? What is it that they're not doing, or what is it that they're doing for them not to have the success that they should be having right now? There's nobody out there that could tell me that the Bucks should be, what are they, 0-3? That just should go, I'm so sick of them, I don't even want to follow them right now. I didn't even watch the last blowout against Atlanta. And that, what it was a blowout. I don't understand. You have Lovie Smith as your coach. You have all this talent on the defensive side of the ball. You have talent on the offensive side of the ball. The only reason I can say why the Bucks suck is because of their quarterback. Their quarterback sucks. Why would you go and pay all this money for this man when your starting quarterback is sitting on the bench? Now, I've had this discussion with friends of mine, and they've asked me the same question. And I tried to justify that nonsense. Can't justify that nonsense. Why? Why did you pay this man all this money when your starting quarterback is on the bench? The best chance of you winning at the quarterback position is on the bench. And you will go and pay this clown, McCown the clown, or whatever. That's what I'm going to call him. Why? Makes absolutely no sense to me. Lovie Smith is too smart of a coach to go out like this. And I ain't going to give him the cop-out of saying this is his first season as the head coach and, you know, he got to get his system in place. No. Lovie Smith is not the type of coach that need time to put his either you with his system or you are out. No. I'm not buying that. This is me as a fan. I'm not buying that. Come on, man. Stand it. And it's upsetting and frustrating to me as a fan to watch them stink up the field like they've been stinking it up. Stinking it up. This is what they've been doing. Listen, I had all intentions on watching this last game. Yes, this is the game. We're going to get this first win of the season right here against Atlanta. You know, we match up well. No. We can match up with them on defense, offense, you know, we can match up with their defense. Come on, man. What was it, like 35-0 at the half? I don't know. I didn't watch the game. I was asleep. I woke up. I heard what the score was. I went back to sleep. I was not going to wake up out of my peaceful slumber to watch them stink up the field and be stressed out. I'd rather lose a game like we lost it the week before with a damn 10-second runoff. You know what I mean? Then just get blown out. Your professional team. Sickness. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Don't nobody call me on that. I don't want to talk to anybody about that. All right, so don't even call me about the Bucks. Matter of fact, I'm not going to talk about the Bucks anymore until, I don't know, we win a game or something. All right, hold on. We got a call. I'm going to let him join in. I guarantee he want to talk about the Bucks. I guarantee whoever this is want to talk about the Bucks. And I'm going to go against what I just said, and I'm going to let him talk. Caller, you on the air, man.
What up, Paul?
Go ahead. What up? What's good, man? I want to talk about the Bucks, but I got to sit down.
I'm calling to give you some support, man. But, yes, I'm calling to talk about the Bucks, man. It's T. You know who it is.
I know who it is. What up, T?
Man, look. You already know what the problem is with the Bucks. You called out one problem. Quarterback. McCown is not the man. I told y'all that when they paid him the money. I told y'all that when they brought him here, he's not the answer. Now, it's more than the quarterback. We all know this. Your offensive line ain't no good. You got injuries on the defense. You know, you got people out. But your problem is in the front office, man. Your problem is in the
front. I don't want to believe that. I don't want to believe that the problem is in the front office. I don't want to believe that.
Listen,
but,
man, for it to be a problem for as long as it's been a problem, you have to know that it's more than just the players. It got to be more than that. Your problem is in the front office. Somebody who's making decisions, they ain't making the right decision, man.
And I don't want
to
believe that.
56 to nothing. I'm sorry you don't want to believe that. But at the end of the day, what? Okay, well, give me something, man. Give me something.
I want to blame the players is who I want to blame. I want to blame the players not showing up to play. Because, you know, even if there are problems in the front office, front office people don't go out there and line up on the ball.
They're making decisions. They're bringing in the people who do go out there on the field. They're bringing in the people who call and who try
to play. Are you telling me that the Bucs aren't as talented as they look to be on paper? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's what the Bucs showing you. They 0-3. Paper is paper. When you line up, it's 11-on-11. It's a different story, and that's what you're seeing. 56-0, man. Come on, man.
That you're a professional player. You're a professional NFL player. There's no reason why you should go out there and get beat 56 to any damn thing.
That secondary back there is garbage. There's no pressure on the quarterback. But again, you know, you got your defensive lineman out. You got your linebackers out. You're missing key players, but at the end of the day, you got a team full of professionals. Tell me why you don't have somebody who can step in and at least play the position. You don't have to be a superstar, but play the position. Why can't this man run straight across the field and there's nobody there to cover him? Front office, man.
See, now that's when I can agree with you when it's the front office. When you talk about all the injuries and everything, when they don't have quality players to step in behind those stars, then you see, you know, the depth of the team and, you know, the real talent of the team. And now I see they really don't have a whole lot of talent. All their talent is out there as starters. If them starters get hurt, they ain't got nobody that's going to step in and play worth nothing.
Hey,
man, I
wanted to call in and give you, you know, my little 2 cents. We didn't talk about it, but you know, they're gonna be this way until some changes happen in that front office. The right changes happen in the front office. But anyway, I'm with you, man. You call me out again, I'll hit you back.
For sure.
All right.
For those of you that may not be familiar with the voice, that is Mr. Corey. One of the co-hosts from Thoughts of a Brother calling in to chime in and rub my face in the dirt and rub salt in the wound. I appreciate that, homeboy. If I'm going to get it, I'd rather get it from one of my homeboys than a stranger. So on that note, I don't want to talk about the Bucs no more. We're going to move forward. I don't even know why I chose it as a topic. I guess I just wanted to vent, and it did me absolutely no good. So I'm still pissed off. So anyway, we're going to move on from the Bucs. And I want to talk about a subject that is hot in the media right now, that's hot across the globe right now, you know, this whole domestic violence thing. And it happens every day. It happens in homes across America, across the world every day. And it happens in the NFL and other sports every day. But because the NFL is the marketing beast that it is, it tends to get more publicity when it's NFL players involved. And in a sense, I want to say that that's a little unfair when there are other professional athletes that are going through this that aren't even anywhere near under the amount of scrutiny that, you know, these NFL players are under. Jobs and jeopardy and all this type of stuff. Other athletes that you could pretty much put on the same scale as these NFL players within their sports. For instance, Ms. Hope Solo. Those of you that aren't familiar with Hope Solo, she is a professional soccer player. in the Women's Soccer League, also in the World League. She's a World League player as well. Olympic champion, if I'm not mistaken. Again, y'all know I don't do no research. I just go off of what I think I know. I think she's an Olympic champion as well. Several months ago, also was arrested, and trial is pending a case of domestic violence between her sister and her sister's son, I believe it is, 16, 17-year-old son. She put her hands on him and verbally abused her sister's son, her nephew. I think she said something that they quoted her saying was he was too fat to be an athlete or something like that. Abuse. I don't know, but we weren't there. We don't know the full extent. But I'm not really sure if she put her hands on her sister, but either way, she was arrested and charged and has a case pending for domestic violence and is continuing to play within her profession, still getting paid in her profession, still has sponsorships within her profession where these NFL players, who we can, you could argue that Hope Solo is on the level within soccer that a Adrian Peterson or a Ray Rice are in NFL. Okay. Yeah, NFL is a bigger stage, true. But, as far as star status within their individual sports, you could almost say they're equal. Hope Solo is a famous person in her sport. But she's not suspended indefinitely from her sport. She's still playing. She didn't lose sponsorships for, the negative publicity that she's receiving. She ain't receiving no negative publicity. I wouldn't have known about it if I wasn't looking it up, looking around for it. I wouldn't have never come across it. I think that's a little unfair. That's a little bit of a double standard. Is it because she's a woman that she's not getting the media beat down like Adrian Peterson and Ray Rice are receiving? Is that the reason? Or what is it? I don't really know. That's a tough one for me. It's hard for me to understand why a professional athlete, which she is, can still gain from her profession when these other ones don't. Okay, I've heard the argument that, her league that she's a part of didn't set those rules. Those rules are not in place. Okay, well, those rules weren't always in place in the NFL either. In fact, those rules have just recently come into play in the NFL. The strict rules, there were rules before on violence as a whole, but I think specifically domestic violence, though, that's fairly recent. Why is she not at least under the same scrutiny of the media that these male athletes are? Is that fair? I'm asking. I don't know if it's fair or not. So I'm asking you. I don't think it's right. I think athletes as a whole, professional athletes as a whole, should be held to the same standard, male or female, regardless of gender, regardless of sport. If we're going to do that, then there needs to be a governing party over all sports. Then I don't know. It's crazy. But my homeboy said, the NFL should have, an umbrella of rules. An umbrella of rules for all types of violent crimes or crimes, period. These are the rules. You know that if you do this offense, that these are the rules that come for it. They're not just kind of pulled out of the air as, depending on the situation or depending on the person or caliber of player. It seems to be that lesser players, I say, as far as talent is concerned, are held to the same standard as, top performers. Same thing with the, poor man's law and the rich man's law. We have too many double standards in this country, not to mention law or sports. Crazy. I mean, to name a couple, I mean, okay, so it's a big deal when an openly gay male man says that he's gay and tries to play in the NFL. I guarantee that there are I don't know how many openly gay women in the WNBA, and it's no big deal. Why is there that double standard? It's just accepted. I don't know. That's just crazy to me. As far as my own boy would say, that's just understanding. It is what it is, I guess. What can you do about it? There ain't really a whole lot you can do about it. Try to change it. But not always possible. All right. I think that's a little messed up about Ho Solo not really being in the public eye like that. But look it up, Ho Solo. Guarantee you might feel the same way I do. Oh, no, you may not. Next thing I want to talk on is Mr. LeBron James. Yes. For those, I'm going to put this out there now. For those of you that do not know, I am a avid Heat fan. I'm a Miami Heat fan, have been for a long time. Alonzo Mourning, Harold Miner, just to name a couple. So, you know, I'm a big Heat fan. I was a fan of the Heat book. Before the Big Three, I will continue to be a fan of the Heat after the Big Three. No, pre-Big Three, post-Big Three, however you want to put it. I'm a fan, always will be. Just like the Bucks, I can't stand them right now, but I'm a Bucks fan, and I'm going to complain like every other Bucks fan. But when we start winning again, and we will win again, I'm going to be right there. But anyway, Mr. LeBron James, I read an article scrolling through, I think it was Facebook or something like that I was scrolling through. I don't know how much truth is behind it, but there's a story, and I think I saw it on ESPN News, read an article on one of the ESPN websites, that the real reason why LeBron James left Miami wasn't anything to do with, you know, wanting to go back home. It should have had something to do with it, but, you know, go back to Cleveland and set things right or whatever Cleveland fans want to hold on to. But it was the difference in opinion between him and the front office on his redefining his image. For a long time, LeBron James has been seen as, you know, the speed and agility and strength on the basketball court. And as of late, I don't know if you guys have seen any images of LeBron James, the pictures of LeBron, but LeBron James has lost a lot of weight. He still has that muscle that he's known for, but a lot of that mass, he's dropped off. I want to say, you know, the article said he's lost like 25 pounds in a matter of, what, 3 or 4 months. That's a lot of weight to lose in that short period of time. And, you know, they contributed to some celebrity diet pill or something that burns fat but helps you maintain muscle. Whatever that part is. But if that's the real reason why, that he wanted to revamp his image and the front office of the Heat disagreed with that and there became a rift between the two, then I feel the same way I felt when I found out LeBron James was leaving in the first place. That's the right thing for him to do. He's doing what he feels is right. And if he didn't want to be in an environment where he didn't feel like he could be himself and be accepted for him being himself, then I would have bounced too. I don't know. Has anybody else heard of that? I wish I could find the article. I was looking for the article because I wanted to quote some things from it, but I couldn't find it. Should have liked it on my Facebook page. But if there's any validity to that, then, you know what? I'm okay with LeBron James. I was already okay with him leaving. Teams rebuild all the time. No, we'll never get another LeBron James. But I enjoyed the ride while he was here. And it was definitely that. It was a ride. Up and down. But if that was his reason for leaving, then kudos to you, LeBron James. You did the right thing. Don't let nobody define you. You define yourself. If losing weight, the man is what, 30 years old? We think LeBron James is young. If he's 30 in professional sports, NFL and NBA especially, 30 is old. I'm 36, going to be 37 this year. You know what I mean? I'm old. And I know how I felt when I was 30. While I may have been a little more of, you know, good shape, I couldn't be out there running with, you know, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23-year-old men. They running circles around me. So if I was LeBron James, you know, at 30 years old, I would want to try to do something to make my career last longer. And if I think that losing weight would be that. The man is 30 years old. He's got knees to worry about, ankles to worry about, and he had that, all that weight on him, you know, wearing his knees and ankles down. So, yes, lose weight is the most obvious thing to do to try to revamp or redefine your career. I don't see nothing wrong with that. That should be his right to do that. You don't, you own my performance. You don't own me. Maybe that's up for debate. But I don't think a team necessarily owns a person. If I'm a player on your team, as long as what I'm doing to my body isn't detrimental to what we're trying to do on or off the field, then you shouldn't have any faith in. At least that's how I feel about it. LeBron James, man, hey, anyway, I wish you luck. I wish you the best luck in Cleveland. I hope you, you know, bring them championships and all that. And, you know, I hope we play well against you when we meet you. The Heat, I mean. We will see you, brother. Anything else I got to talk about? I told you I was going to keep it short and sweet today. I just didn't want to get on the air. I wanted to vent a little bit with these topics I have for you today. I don't really have a whole lot for you today. I'm not going to keep you long. I just hope everyone had a good Monday. Hope you were able to start your week out on a positive note. And if you learn anything from today's 941 style, man, be yourself, first of all. Don't let anybody else define you. Define yourself. Define yourself as a person. Define yourself spiritually and physically. If you big boned it, then be that and be proud. You skinny, be that and be proud. You know what I'm saying? And another thing, take care of the kids, man. We got to take care of our kids. We have to treat them better than what we're treating them right now. You know, we have no one to blame for the state of the youth but ourselves. They are the way they are because we show them that. And like every generation, they take what we show them and they amplify it. So we've shown them what we did and they've amplified it. So you can only imagine what they're going to show their kids. And hey, they making them early. We thought we was making them early. They making them early. They starting the next generation early. So these young kids out here having these babies. We got to do better. We got to do better. Those of us whose kids aren't grown and who aren't already who they are, we got to take that opportunity to, I don't know, try to do better for this generation. With that, I'm going to close it on out, man. I've enjoyed it. Been a ball. Look out for me next Monday, 941 style at 5 p.m. Eastern. Also, my homeboy, Corey T, that stopped by to holler at me and rub my face in the dirt about the Bucks. You know, also, I believe he goes on Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And as usual, you got Thoughts of a Brother every Wednesday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, where we discuss bigger topics than me. I talk on little local stuff, little stuff that I see, personal stuff. Thoughts of a Brother, we take a kind of a bigger, more broader perspective. Right? So with that note, man, hey, it's been a pleasure. Love you. Love y'all. Love yourself. Love everybody else around you. We'll be all right. All right. I don't have no special sign off like my homeboy. D.L. Randall. I just like music. I like all kinds of music, and because of that, I try to get you something every week that you may not have heard before. You may have heard it before. Either way, I hope you enjoy it. I love you. And deuces.
Safe. I would rather stack it up and put it in the safe. Then peek inside the safe and see I'm running out of space, motherfucker.
Man,
that's